All right. So what we're gonna start is the piece Yismach Yisrael Ba'isav Benetzion Yagilu Vimalka. Okay. So Yisrael will be happy with with the one who made him, right? That's obviously a reference to God. Benetzion Yagilu Vimalkam, and the children of Zion will rejoice with their king. So says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, "V'chol prat shebabria is gilui miyuchad shel koyach yecholta shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu." In every single detail of the bria, of the creation, there's a unique revelation of the power of Hashem's capabilities. Every single one, every single detail. See, they send us here to a future piece, which we won't look there now. But before we go on to the ikar of this piece, I want to stop here for a moment, because I think it's important to take in what the significance of this opening line is. This opening line really has to do with a piece in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe that we learned in Chelek Aleph back when. If you remember, and this time I brought the Rambam to read it inside. The Rambam in Mori Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, I think, one second, let me first find it before I say the address. Yeah, Chelek Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel. Rambam Mori Nevuchim says, and I'm reading from the Kapach translation, he says like this, "Lefichach na ledaati kefi hadeot haTorahtiyot." The correct hashkafa, in my opinion, based on the Toradika viewpoints or deos that have been given to us, "Vuhutoemet hashkafot iuniot," and it fits. With the insightful hashkafas, what I think he means is that it also fits the logic when you're ma'ayin and you think about creation with your, you know, philosophical head. So it matches what we have been given over in the Torah, or at least what the Rambam understood from the Torah. Who that is? She'en lisbor b'chol hanimtzaim she'hem b'klal metzius ha'adam. You shouldn't think that everything that is in existence exists only for man, only for the existence of man. Elayu gam shar kol nimtzoim matara le'atzmam lo b'glal davar acher. But also the other beings have a goal into themselves, an aim into themselves, not because of anything else. They're not only here to serve man. That's not the only reason Hashem created them, was to serve man, to you know, that the world is egocentric, or man-wise, that everything's here for man. Eliyu gam, right? Other everything is its own, serves its own function, its own purpose, not function. Everything serves its own purpose. Utvatel gam drishat ha-tachlit b'chol minei nimtzoyim, and then that nullifies all the seeking out the tachlis of all different types of nitzoyim. Why does the lion exist? Why does the cat exist? Why does the dog exist? Why does wood exist? Why does that? Like, you don't have to, because he's saying lefishan oimrim. He says, I skipped a few words. Even according to our hashkafa of the fact that the world was made new, right, created. Lefishan oimrim kol chelke oimrim mitzian bechefzay mehem matara latzma mo mehem beglad varcher otarachem matara latzmo. It says that we say that all parts of the world, Hashem established them, He founded them with His desire, He wanted to. Some of them are a goal in their own right, and some of them are for something else, which that other thing was the ultimate goal. But basically the Rambam says, don't look at the world as if the whole world is just for man, and everything else is just here to serve man. No. That's an incorrect hashkafa according to the Rambam. Now the Remeir Ibn Gabay in Avodas HaKodesh, which is Kabbalah Sefer that slightly predates the Arizal, saying I think actually they probably overlapped in at some time in the world together, but right before the Arizal, he put out the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, which was a very chashuv Sefer, and in it he goes to town attacking the Rambam very ferociously, actually. It's like a very, very scathing attack based on all sorts of Maimar Chazal, which we probably all grew up on, that show man as the center of creation, and specifically Kal Yisrael, Bishul Yisrael, right? Shnikar Eishes, Boros HaOlam. And the Rambam seems to be saying not like that. Now, we saw in Chelek Aleph of Meimaroim, which was Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's Shiurim on Shemayna Prakam of the Rambam. So, let's see where this was. In Perek Revi, page Tzadi Tes, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe brings this Rambam. He says, HaRambam Besifroi Bita Legamri Sheilat Bakashat HaTachlit. He completely nullified trying to figure out what the tachlis of things are. V'chein cholek al ma shechoshvu shetachlis kol ha-metzius hu ach metzius min ha-odom levadei labides Hashem v'shekol ma shenasin nasa rak b'gloloi. And he also argued on what people think, that the tachlis, the purpose of all the creation and everything in it, is only for the existence of mankind alone, that mankind should serve God, and that everything was made in this world just on man's behalf. The Rambam went to length in arguing on this viewpoint. He screams against the Rambam in his Sefer Avodas HaKodesh in the Chelek called Hatachlis. There are many psukim and entire statements. Ki yisayid hakol. Who min ha'adam, that the foundation of everything, the base of everything, is mankind. Va'avoida tzar ha'gavaya, and the avoida of man is for the purpose of heavens. Right, we have a function, the serve a spiritual function. Ayn sham b'divrei kodshoy, v'ayn b'sefer leshem shav v'achlama sefer aklalim v'akdama is chestes ayn sham. The leshem brings this Rambam, brings this avodas hakodesh, and he goes to b'miyashev the Rambam. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, "Omnam, however, nira shitase shel Rambam devade kol davar etzem giluyoy v'avuso tachlis la'atzmai." Certainly, every single thing, its very being, the very fact that it was revealed, and its existence, is an end in its own right. It's a tachlis in of itself. Shebezen nizgale ritzoyne shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because with this, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed. Shekoach zeh yizgal l'poel. That this potential that Hashem has, right, this koach that Hashem has, should become revealed in actuality, should be actualized. Ve'ein tzarech tachlis acher memil ritzaynai. You don't need any other tachlis than the fulfillment of God's ratzayn. God's ratzayn is the ultimate tachlis of everything. We don't understand God's Ratzon. We don't understand Hashem's Ratzon, why He wants things. There's no reason. But that in itself, that's the deepest point that you can get. There's no tachlis beyond that, the Ratzon Hashem. B'masha adover yotzel poyol v'nizgali yecholto yizboruch shmo. The fact that that thing has gone into, become manifest and actualized, and His then the Yecholus of Hashem has been revealed, because every single detail is a revelation of some kind of Yecholus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulam, however, so that answers, it explains the Rambam's position, short, right? Ulam, however, halo ein keitz ve'en misper l'koychos of Yizbaruch Shmoy. But obviously the number of koychos of Hashem can't be quantified. There actually is no number, right? That's what he says, there is no number to the koychos, the powers of Hashem. There is no limit, there's no end. V'laman is galu rak elu. So why were only these revealed? Right? Only these specific, whatever is here, why did he choose to reveal only these koichas? Havei oimer, so we say to that, shechesh boiner sherid aratzen, that the calculation of the Ratzon of Hashem Haya was legalis rak mashem mishamshim la'adam. He chose to be to reveal only things that would serve man, mivchar habria, the choicest of the creation. Nimtza, so it comes out, consequently, sheshneim emes, both positions are true. Shekol mashe nivra tachlis la'atzmai. Everything that was created serves its own tachlis. Because it's the etzem gili koyach choylus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam ha'koyle man ha'adam. And on the second side, everything is also on behalf of man. Koloima shim loy ha'yil ha'adam tzorich behem loy mezgala. Meaning that if man didn't need them, then it wouldn't have been revealed. Hashem wouldn't have actually revealed that koyach. He only revealed koyaches that are going to somehow help mankind.
Even in the first sense, we're assuming that it's revealed to man.
No.
The tree fell in a forest.
Well,
an observer.
No. Well, we look at man as the observer, right? It could be. I don't know. You know, like the Rambam doesn't explicitly say that you know, that even in the first tzad, in the tzad of the Rambam, right, in his position, that man is the observer, that is the goal of the revelation. He doesn't talk about that. It could be maybe just, again, as much as we can't understand why Hashem would care to reveal himself to us, so it's just as explainable why he would want to reveal himself to the lions. You know, like, he doesn't need any of us. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need lions. We're really no different in that sense. As far as from Hashem's perspective, or an insect, you know, or rock. So it wouldn't necessarily, in that position of the Rambam, be the human observer that is the decider of the fact that this is a revelation. It could be somehow just the fact that he created it. It's a revelation to who? Don't know, to whatever it was that he revealed, whatever it was that's here. It could also be, you know, but it sounds from the Rambam that that's the way he's learning. It's like, it just is. Anyway, so Rabbi Akamosha here is really to understand that one sentence that we just began with in the Siddur over here on Yismach Yisrael, Bechol Prat Sheba Bria, every detail in the Bria. We really had to see this piece in Me'moram Chelek Aleph to understand how powerful and deep that statement is. It's really backing and coming from the Rambam's very deep take and understanding of the Bria, of the Tachlis HaBria. So every single detail in the Bria has a Gilu Miyuchad of Hashem's Koyach Yecholes. Okay, so what? What do we do with that? Everybody always asks me that question. Now we learn deep things. Is okay. What do I do with that? Yeah. So I personally am a very I enjoy abstract chokhmah. So I never had that question. Actually, Rabbi Akamosha is going to in this piece give me some credence in that position, that not everything has to turn into a what to do with it. But we'll see now. But it is a good question. Yeah. There's. Stoma, there's enough community to everything that translates into Avodah. We don't necessarily know it until we get. I've had sometimes where something is like seems completely abstract, and then something in life came up, or something, you know, whatever it is, and I was like, oh, you know, that obscure, abstract idea in Kabbalah maybe, or whatever, some kind of philosophy, actually impacts on what to do in this situation. So you know, you never know. You have to keep your eyes open. Okay. Man neir hadavar l'maymik b'zeh. Says Rabbi Akamosha, wow, how awesome is this idea to one who delves into it, to one who meditates upon it, to one who, you know, really lets it sink in. But kama tzarcha adam lius malei simcha, how much a person needs to be filled with happiness, oiz v'chedvas kodesh, with strength and holy joy, be'etzem mitzias shelo, with just the very fact that he exists. Like, I just, there's just probably almost nobody that ever gives that a thought in a way that actually brings him simcha. Like, just the very fact that I exist, that's a reason to be excited and happy. Shegam boy bocher Hashem legalo zgilu miyuchad miyucholto yizbaruch shemai. That also in him, Hashem has chosen to reveal a specific revelation of his capabilities. Every single person is different than the next, right? There's no two people alike. And thus, the fact that we exist means that Hashem put his trust in us, that we are being megala, a certain koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that no one else can. Now, that's somewhat difficult for us to relate to, right? Let's forget about people, right? People are more complex. But every grain of sand, we spoke about this once upon a time, every grain of sand, l'chora, all sand is like the same thing. But on some level, there's distinction between them. So there, I don't know. It does seem from different types of, you know, if we're going to go with the Baal Shem Tov's Mahalach, right, that every leaf has a certain ashgacha on it. You know, the leaf, why did this leaf fall off the tree and this leaf not, and this leaf is waving and this leaf, you know. And so if we're going with that Mahalach, then certainly there's got to be a distinction between what seems to us completely indistinguishable and insignificant even, right? But, okay, we don't get to that, perhaps we don't get to that deep of appreciation and of and able to live that. That's forget it. That'll probably be the, you know, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you know, somebody that. But what we certainly can appreciate is that every single person is such a different flavor and such a different mix. And even though there's significant common denominator between human experience, right, and that's the way we relate to each other, right, the more successfully you can relate to somebody, the success of relating to somebody is usually by being able to connect to their human experience through your own personal human experience. That's usually really the way it, right, like through hekesh, to be makish from one thing to the other. And that's why very often that, you know, the people that really can help other people are people that suffered, very often suffered from similar things. But, you know, it's always not always necessarily. People that have a good koyach of hekesh can be makish from things that seem to be very removed from the specific problem of one person and be able to tap into it through that very different type of thing. So that's okay. But in any case,
so that's a siva for the simcha.
Huh?
That's a siva for the simcha.
Oh, so what's that? So just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I am in existence means that I am a gilui of Hashem. Hashem chose to reveal specific gilui koyach of his through me. That's like a, you know, we all need a pat on the back. We all need, right? The people who are healthiest are the people that their parents look at them and have given them support and appreciation, right? And spouses, all this, you know, appreciation is like the best thing that you could to appreciate someone and to let them know that you appreciate them. That helps a person get through the worst of trials and tribulations, right? The fact that we know that there are people that really need us, you know, not need us in the sense of doing things, just need our love or need our existence, just that itself empowers a person. It's you know, self-confidence, self-worth, that comes from that. What bigger self-worth, right? What more meaningful self-worth can there be than the fact that Hashem wants you in order to express some kind of koach of his day? You are the only one expressing that thing. That's a reason to be happy. That's a reason to be excited. Hashem has trust in you. Hashem, whatever's going on in your life, whatever mistakes, whatever terrible things, whatever great things, it doesn't matter. You are this gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should send us flying.
I don't see this as exciting.
You don't see this as exciting.
I see it as grounds for self-acceptance.
Self-acceptance.
But some people have a pretty hard role to play, a painful role to play.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There are people that, but again, so I'm not going to take away from suffering. You know, like we've said in the past. I mean, there are, you know, there is suffering, and then there are people that seem to just be here for one reason only, which is to suffer. There are people that have packages of suffering. You know, it's not like one area of life. It's like every area of life, and it's it tears the heart. But at the same time, you know, at the same time, a lot of the tearing of the heart, like we spoke about, I don't remember if it was last week or whatever it is, so 2 weeks ago, yeah, 2 weeks ago, a lot of that, the tsar, is in our way of receiving the Yisurim, is a way of receiving the Yisurim. You know, again, like Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said, not including the physical tsaras that are just chas v'shalom. Aleinu, we should never, none of us should have such physical sufferings, but or any physical suffering. But excluding those, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, which can also be extremely helped by bitachon in Hashem and dveikus v'Hashem. But most of the stuff is really in our minds. It's how we receive difficulties. And if we're able to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and just keep remembering that the only reason we are here, the only reason that we are here is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be God. We are servants of Hashem. We are shluchim of Hashem. And we are serving an unbelievable function in this world that only we can serve. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has faith in us that to fill that. That gives us the koach to you know, disregard, to look at things more positively. At the end of the day, most of the stuff we do is eat ourselves up in our minds out of worry, fear, anxiety, and all this kind of stuff, which is coming from the ego, which is normal. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with that ego, but He created what, right? It's most of it is coming from that ego in a negative way. We have to, you know, make the ani into the ayin, which is spoken a lot in the Sfarim. We've spoken about it in the past, how to tap into the fact that the true self of the person is just that he's a chelik alek mimal, and the more that we can tap into that chelik alek mimal, that is the true ani inside of us, then the anxiety, stress, and torment that we find ourselves in, that we realize that we're not just, it's not that we just find ourselves in, that we do it to ourselves. And so then if you're able to, again, if you're able to really tap into what he's saying over here, right, that you are that gilui miyuchad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that faith in you, and you are, there's no one else that's able to serve, that itself should fill us with this tremendous simcha. He says, Hagosha zu, this feeling, kishemargishim oise be'emes, when you feel it truthfully, rav koicha legaresh, its power is tremendous to drive away, as called slowly ha'atzvos, all the clouds or and shadiness, darkness of sadness, ol esalek as called la'yisurim va'yagoynes, and to remove all the yisurim and the sorrow, ulahavi as atoy v'nelam shebo adam l'degiloi, and to bring the concealed good in the person to revelation. That's also an important thing. That's like another, he's like another step he's saying. I think probably what he's talking about is, you know, what the tzloli ha'atzvos, tzloli is like clouds, it's like shades, huh? Shadows, right? It's darkness. What happens when a person suffers? The goodness of the person becomes covered up. The person withdraws into himself or herself. Right, they're overcome with sadness and they become paralyzed to a great extent from being the person, the good person that they really are, and that's tragic in its own right. So that they hurt themselves an additional step. Right, the person goes into a state of tzimtzum. The person goes into a state of constriction where they don't express their kaiches at all. They, instead of being the jolly, giving, wonderful person that they really are naturally, they become withdrawn into them, into their, you know, depressed. And what is depressed? Depressed is, right, that's what the word means. Depressed is that they're not expressive, they're not open, they're not, they close themselves off from the world. Their toiv becomes nelam, the goodness of the person becomes concealed. So the more we get rid of sadness, anxiety, and stress, the more our toiv shines out to the world, the more that beautiful gilui that Hashem is trying to bring into the world really becomes revealed. Because that goodness, which is nelam in the person through atzvos, through sadness, becomes now revealed. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, klal hu, it is a klal, it is a rule. She'im ha'kavona begili ha'ponim hi rak l'ta'eles ha'shimushit. That if the kavona, in the relation of the ponim, right, hi rak l'ta'eles ha'shimushit shel ha'gilui, is only for the utilitarian benefit of the revelation. It's only for what benefit you can get out. What can it do? Not what it is be'etzem. What can you help? What can you accomplish? Ein kol simcha me'etzem koyach hagilui. If that's the kavana in revelation, then there is no simcha from the essence of the koyach hagilui. Ulam kishazoichim the kavana tahira shel etzem gilui yicholis shetmunim b'chol prat. However, when we merit the pure intention, the pure kavana of the very revelation of the ability of Hashem that's hidden within every detail of the creation, when we do that, we are returning and going back, bringing everything back to the beginning of creation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with his creations, the Amar, and he said, like Chazal tell us in the Medrash, halavai teimalas chen lefonai b'chaleis. I wish, halavai, if only the world, if only this creation, this beautiful, amazing creation which I just finished creating, if only it would bring up to me charm, grace, chen, before me at all times. Keshem she'leisa chen lefonai b'sha'azu, the same way you have brought up chen, grace, charm, before me at this moment. It's an unbelievable statement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It has done nothing. It has accomplished nothing. Nothing's been done yet. So when you appreciate what Elamai, what was he so happy about? The Etzem Gilui. The very revelation itself. Not what they're going to do now. The very revelation itself made him so happy. And that's what he says, I wish that it's always going to be like this. Because what happens is the revelation gets covered up by all the negative stuff. I wish I could always see the etzem before me, the essence. I wish that essence is going to stay illuminating, open, expressive. It gets covered up by negative experience, life. Mi simcha zu, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, nimsheches ha-simcha gam b'hoyve. From this simcha is drawn the simcha also into the present. Yismach Yisrael bo'osav benitzion yigil v'malkam. Yisrael will be happy with the one who made him. The very fact that Hashem made him, that can bring a Jew and should bring a Jew happiness. Yismach Yisrael bo'osav. The very fact that Hashem made me brings me that gavalda simcha. I think it's an interesting thing I thought about. You know, everybody knows when a baby is born, everybody's so happy, so excited. And just seeing a baby, seeing a young child, right, brings people happiness. It's actually a Zohar. I brought a Zohar over here. The Zohar in the Zohar Chadash, in Truma, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. It says, "Ksiv ivdos Hashem b'simcha." It says, it's written in the pasuk, "Serve Hashem with simcha." Ched v'sad the train kruvin, the happiness of the two kruvim, daravion kol man deshari begavayu, because children, ravion is children, right? The kruvim looked like children, right? Anyone that the children are amongst is hader ampe kravayu v'chadimayin, so they bring they turn their face to be like the child and happy with the child. You know, you goo 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 whatever the child and you smile. That's like the most natural thing. You see a child, you smile at the child. V'roza da, and this secret, came into shari alayim and the shari. since the one who is resting upon them, meaning the Shekhinah is resting upon them, the Shekhinah is resting upon the children. Is hader nar b'chedu d'choyle v'ruusa. The Shekhinah is going back to be happy and happy with everything and with will, like a child. See, the Zohar says, madiu b'roigza. Somebody who's angry, yesun legabei nar. He should bring, he means a child, he should bring a youth, a young, innocent, happy fella, child. V'yishtakech rugze v'yishader b'chedva. And his anger will be quelled, right? Is that the word? Well, his anger will be rid of. V'yishader b'chedva, he'll become joyous again. V'shave, or calmed, his anger will be calmed, right? V'shave garmi keravya. And he will make himself like a youth, uchedein koyle bechedu, and then, you know, everything will be happy. So I was thinking this is mamash what Rabbi Yaakov Meir is saying over here. What makes us so happy to see a child? It says, you know, the shechina is shayra, because the gilui, we have some kind of innate appreciation when seeing children. We're tapping into the tchila sabria, where this child hasn't done anything, has no accomplishments. What are you so excited and happy about? Everybody knows what's going to happen afterwards. This is going to become a little like, you know, this kid's going to become a nightmare, and who knows if he's going to be good or not good, and how many rebbeim are going to, you know, how many difficulties are the parents going to go through, and this one and that. Like, what's so exciting? But at the time when the baby is just born and young and before life experience, that purity of the fact that this is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like there's something that automatically makes us happy. The Shekhinah is on that child, and that brings us happiness. We smile at the Shekhinah, really. That pure innocence, beauty, untainted, just the gilui b'fnei atzma. And that's, I think, what's the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe and what the Zohar is giving us. So, give you a Maisa. First of all, you have an Eitzah there from the Zohar. If you're in a bad mood, take a little kid, maybe not your own. if the baby's up late, waking you up at night, and would have driving you crazy, and you know, maybe try someone else's. But this is a Gevaldik Eitzah, is to look at that, you know, little cute baby still, and but more than that, to start appreciating the fact that just the very essence of life is the biggest gilui, the biggest serving Hashem. Just to be alive, you are being mamale ratzon Hashem. Okay, He wants more from us. He wants us to carry certain responsibilities. Okay, but the simcha should be there, knowing what we really are, Okay, stop here. Any questions, Horus?
When somebody doesn't reach his potential,
thank you.
Yeah, Ariel, yeah.
If somebody doesn't reach his potential, that's a tragedy. So,
right.
So, can a person feel the pain of the tragedy and be happy that he was existing at the same time?
That's a very good question. The truth of the matter is that as Jews, we live with paradox. We always live with paradox. We know that. You know, we know that we can be happy on the one hand, to know that this person is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the etzem, and we could be very, very sad that this person is covering up that gilui so strongly by living inappropriately or being a bad person. Yeah, and we're experts at that. You know, we break the glass at the chuppah, you know, to conjure up sadness at the height of simcha. That's but it's also ultimately there's always hope. There's always hope that even the biggest Rasha, you know, listen, we're reading in Parshas Bereishis, right? Yishmol was a horrible person, Pera Adam. End of his life is Chayzer B'Tshuva. You never know. And actually, a lot can have to do with that we believe that there's potential in the worst of people. if we believe that there's potential the worst of people, then that person may be able to access it at some point. Sometimes based on the way we relate to that person, the way we show that person, we they could see in our eyes that we still have hope for them. Not necessarily a relative, anybody. To believe in the deeper goodness of man, to realize that it's only Yetzer Leva Adam Ra Min Urav. It's only his evil inclination, which is somewhat of an external factor in the person, but the essence of the person is Chelek Aleka Mimal. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Perhaps very nicely with the eights.
Eights pre instead of eights oisipri. Yeah.
Right, instead of the function.
Right. The tree itself, the very fact that it's a fruit tree, not necessarily bearing the fruit. Yeah. Very nice. Okay. Good luck to everyone.